You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM, and today we have David Price, the borough president for the borough of Lennoxville, back in our studio. Give us an update on what's going on.
All kinds of things going on. Well, where would you like to start?
Well, I'd like to start with the 410.
The 410, absolutely. Okay, as it stands right now, of course, our hopes were that the 410 would be completed as far as the 108 for the Canada Games, which is next August. We are told now that they won't get quite that far. So that changes things a little bit for us, because we were looking at the, the entrance coming into Lennoxville would have all of a sudden changed to coming in from the 108, because the students will be housed, well, I'd say by something like 90% of them at Bishop's University. So we're going to have a lot of people coming in and out of town. So what happens at this point is it looks like the people will be end up coming down College Street to get to Bishop's. So the good news there is it's going to force the city, and we love to force the city to do things, to give us probably a good coating of asphalt on College Street, which is a mess. So that would be done in the early spring of next year. So that will help out a little there. But on the other hand, it means we're going to have some pretty heavy traffic on College Street.
Okay.
And that is unfortunate. We'll still have a fair amount of traffic traveling out on the 108 that'll be heading for Quaticook, because Quaticook will be the basis for a lot of the baseball that goes on.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So the 410 is delayed?
It's not delayed. It's just they're a little behind on schedule. There was rumors going around that they took money out of this area to help the help feed the big problems they had in Montreal, but that's not so. They've contracts have run out, and but everything is still moving along. It's just it's not unusual in construction that things sometimes be a little slower. But they're moving. We're not at a stoppage. We're not at a lack of funds or anything like that. It's just a little slower than we had hoped for.
Because as I look up there, it doesn't look like there's much activity going on. There was a lot for a while, and now it seems pretty quiet.
Well, they're working on the other end by the University of Sherbrooke, working their way up towards us.
Okay. So the 410, that's a good update there. What about the water, which is on everyone's mind?
Water. Well, as you know, we had our public meeting last week, and to inform people, because it was just an information meeting. It wasn't consultation this time. This is a subject that's been going on for, as you know, probably 3, 4, 5 years, where the city has been planning to connect up. Now we've basically hit the crucial point where at the end of 2013, the funding for this will dry up. The connection to the city of Sherbrooke Water is a $2 to $3 million project that has been paid 100% by the federal and provincial government. If it is not done by the end of 2013, then if it was to be done any other way, taxpayers in Sherbrooke would pay the shot 100%. Now, granted, that's all very nice. We're all paying it one way or another through our provincial and federal tax dollars.
True.
But, of course, it's a spread over a much larger population. The thing is that really disappointed me is, we have good water in Lennoxville. I've never feared the water. I never would take a chance on water not being good. But after 50 years of a well with never having a bad water test in the well, and that we have to be very clear about. Any times we've had any problems with water in Lennoxville, it's been with the internal, with the pipe system in town, where we've had to open up the pipe for some reason, and or else a little further back when we were taking our water from Johnville. That water, we would get some coliform in it occasionally, and we would have to boil. But right now, the water we're getting out of the wells is good, clean, clear water. But after Walkerton, the provincial government had to up their norms, or decided to up their norms to make it the very, very severe. So now they're saying, well, there's a bacteria that we see occasionally in the wells, and that means there could be the percentage. It could be a possibility of there being coliform.
Okay.
But never has, it's... And they also state that the area around the wells, which is farmland that was dairy farming for many, many years, has a high possibility of contamination. Well, there again, we go back 50 years, we've never had a problem. And now there isn't even any dairy farming there.
No.
Now it's, you know, it's Weira and the Beaulieu farm. It's just vegetables. So, mm-hmm. I can't really agree with that. And the other problem I have with it is that, you know, this means they're going to close down the wells completely. I think, you know, we're doing this thing of putting all our eggs in the same basket. I mean, all of the water coming into all of the Sherbrooke and all of the boroughs will come from Lake Memphremagog. If we were to have a major problem out of Lake Memphremagog, it would be nice to have the Lennoxville system still operational here as a backup, because we could supply emergency water in that case.
Absolutely, yes.
So that disturbs me that we're going to, you know, seal off the wells completely.
No, but it's a very good point that you make about having a backup system here in Lennoxville. It's unfortunate that they're not looking into preserving that.
No, and it's, you know, it comes down to dollars, and, you know, there's sometimes you do have to spend some money. I mean, we're not talking major dollars here. You know, we're talking probably $40,000 or $50,000 a year, you know, out of a Sherbrooke tax base of $400 million. It's not very much money just to keep those wells, you know, maybe keep one of our reservoirs being filled from the wells and supplying part of the water in town. To me, it could have been done, and you know, for an amount of money like that, it's not that bad.
Yeah, it would seem the prudent thing to do.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's just having that little safety net.
Yeah. Okay, so moving along, the Corvettes, what's going on there? At the store in Lennoxville, for those who don't know, burned down a couple of years back, and it's been a vacant lot since.
It has, and the infrastructure is put into the lot now. There's approved plans for a building to go up there. It's just that the developer has decided, you know, he's in no rush to put up the building. We're still hoping it's going to go up fairly soon. I can say it wouldn't be a Corvettes that would be going in there, but now we have some spaces opening up in town. I think we'll see a Corvettes type of store back in town, a store that... Yeah. Sells a little bit of everything. There's a need for it here.
Definitely.
As far as Corvettes, the company themselves, they said they had a good market in Lennoxville. It's just that they need a space. It's difficult for them to go into a new building because of the cost of floor space in a new building is much, much higher than an older building. So there's going to be some development. There's a lot going on downtown right now. I can't really talk about the details of it because they aren't public at the moment, but they're getting very close to being public. So I really hope that you know, within the next month we'll see some action.
When they become public, you'll come back and tell us?
Absolutely.
Perfect. What about the staying right in the same corner across the street from there, the abandoned building that was supposed to be demolished?
Yes. There again, with what happened with the old Corvettes building, we had to be very careful that we just didn't just give a permission to demolish the building and not have anything else going up. So the setup was, they do have a demolition permit, but the permit is based on them supplying plans for the new building they're going to put in place for it, and we haven't received those plans yet.
Oh, I see.
But I think we're getting to a point now where you know, the fire department is looking at the danger of those buildings, and they're being inspected regularly. In fact, the inspectors were in there last week, just, you know, double checking this, you know, safety wise if there was any problems. I think we'll see some action there soon. We will have to do something one way or another.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and just the other thing that has happened recently is the overpass on the back road of Lennoxville.
Yes, that lucky we didn't have a more serious problem there. One, of course, the rail line is shut down, is not used anymore, so now they've removed the overpass completely. The MTQ, the Minister of Transport of Quebec, has bought that rail line. So we'll have to see in the future just what they're going to do with it. I know it wouldn't be, they couldn't use it quickly anyway, because many of the level crossings have been paved over. So the rail line is not complete. I think it goes all the way back to Tingwick or Valley Junction. Hmm. It's the old Quebec Central rail line.
Hmm. Wow. So that won't be there anymore?
It won't be there anymore until they decide to, you know, turn the rail line back into rail or something else. Who knows?
Yeah. Now, I've touched on a few points. Are there any other points that people should know about?
Well, I think one point you had talked to me about just a while back, it's still, you know, in the planning stages. If we talk about the 410 is going to change the whole downtown sector of Lennoxville, in the sense that right now we have two numbered highways going through Lennoxville. So we don't control either Queen Street or part of College Street. Once the 410 is through, that will change the numbered highways all around Sherbrooke, and will remove those numbered highways from downtown Lennoxville.
So we're talking about the 108 and the 143?
That's right. And that brings it back and makes it really interesting for us, because then we will get control back of those roads. I mean, it's just like simple little things like, you know, we hear people talk about, well, the traffic lights in the center of Lennoxville, the timing's not quite right on them. But the city has no real say in that, because they're controlled strictly by the Minister of Transport. It's their roads. Once they become our roads, then we're going to be able to do something a little more. As you know, we're heading more and more to a sustainable development city, the whole city of Sherbrooke. We're looking far more towards biking and walking, as I'd mentioned the other day, if you look at most of our public transit buses today, even have bike racks on the front.
Yes, I see.
We're
that.
Hoping people, you know, will, and they are using them. There's no question they are using them. But many of our streets too, like we talk about the 143, the Queen Street heading towards Wellington, which is in some places three lanes wide. And we're looking at the possibilities of probably reducing and making one of those lanes a bike lane.
That would be great.
There's many, many possibilities, once it is no longer a numbered highway.
That's something that's not obvious to people, is that those highways don't belong to the city. They belong to the provincial government, Minister of Transport. So you can't always do what you would like with them.
That's right.
So when they are no longer numbered highways, then they come back to the city, and the city can do something interesting like that with them. Is that...
Absolutely, and that's what we're looking towards. And we're looking, Lennoxville is very much of a walking city.
Yes.
A lot of people would say, you know, when you say biking too, but, well, we're very, very hilly. So
yeah.
It makes it a little tricky, but still, you know, if you look at the combination, you particularly the students that live here, most of them don't use their cars, they walk.
Mm-hmm.
So we just want to make it much more walker friendly.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it would be very nice to have a safe route between Lennoxville and Sherbrooke. Right now, there really isn't one that I consider too safe.
Well, you'd have to go on the other side of the river and take the bike path.
That's not safe. I've done that path a lot. And the problem is that if you use it to commute, you finish work at 5:30. It's okay in the middle of summer when the days are the longest. But when it starts to get a little dark there, it's not recommended.
Oh, yeah.
Not true. At all. No, I've had a couple of encounters there that I really didn't feel comfortable.
Well, of course, it's not lit, and it's really not meant for night use. You're absolutely right there.
No. So that's a thing. That's a great update. Anything else that we should know about?
Well, I think that's
pretty good,
covered pretty good for now.
Yeah, I think so. Excellent. Well, thank you very much. We've been talking with David Price, the borough president of the borough of Lennoxville. And we thank you very much for those updates.
You're quite welcome.